I'm Catherine. Welcome to Trailhead Church, and thank you for spending part of your weekend with us. In just a few minutes, the band will be out to lead us in worship. Then one of our pastors will share a message. Altogether, we'll be together a little over an hour this morning. If you're new this morning, we're honored that you've chosen to join us, and we'd love to get to know you. The easiest way to get connected is to complete our online connected card. It only takes a minute, and it's the best way to become part of the Trailhead community. Just visit trailhead.church/connect or text the word connect to 833-209-7295. If you're with us in person, stop by our info desk and meet one of our friendly greeters and receive a gift on your way out. Just a couple of quick reminders before we get started. If you have chosen to keep your kiddos in service with you today and you'd like a more private space to comfort or nurse your child, we have calming spaces available where you can continue to watch this service. Just ask one of our volunteers to show you the way. If you want to stay up to date on everything happening around Trailhead, you're going to want to download the Trailhead Church app. You'll be able to find message notes for today's sermon, see all our upcoming events, communicate with your study group, and catch up on messages you may have missed. You can even sign up to receive specific notifications based on your interests. Just search for Trailhead Church in your app store. Thanks again for being with us this weekend. Grab a seat and let's get ready for worship.
Good morning. Welcome out to Trailhead Church. Let's go and stand to our feet. Hey, if you're new here this morning, we're so excited you decided to spend part of your weekend here with us. And if you're not new, we love you. We're excited you're here with us as well. Come on, let's just worship. Let's just begin to thank Him. Father, we thank You. Yeah, we come to bless Your name. Yeah, we give You ourselves this morning. We just bless and honor You. In Jesus' name.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I'm anointed to bring hope. The promise fulfilled in a moment. We're still watching it unfold. There's good news for the captive, a proclamation for every soul. This liberty is for the broken, an invitation to be made whole. Shouting, this is Jubilee.
So open your heart and receive it. There is a hope to believe in Jesus, Jesus. And there is true joy in his freedom. So open your heart and receive it. There is a hope to believe in Jesus, Jesus. And there is true joy in his freedom. So open your heart and receive it. There is a hope to believe in Jesus, Jesus.
Every knee will bow. Confess that he is Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Every shadows burn like a fire.
Hey, woo, Jesus.
Oh. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. So held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within his presence. I speak Jesus. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within his presence. I speak Jesus.
Ooh, I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. The highest name. The greatest name. The sweetest name. Jesus. 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 Oh. Come on, we're taking back our families. Enemy has no stronghold over you, sons and daughters of the Most High. Come on, speak Jesus. Your name is the highest name. Oh, your name is the greatest name. Come on, step in faith. We speak the name of Jesus over our lives, over our minds. He's come to give us deliverance. He's come to give you healing, freedom. Holiness, come on. Jesus. Shout Jesus on the mountain. And Jesus in the streets. And Jesus in the darkness over every. Come on, declare. And Jesus for my family. I speak the Holy. We give you our hearts. We give you our minds. And as as you just rest in that, I want to ask a question just to reflect. Who is Jesus to you? Think about Jesus. Think about his goodness, his love for you, specifically for you. Yeah, let's just reflect on his goodness. We surrender to you, Father.
God, I'm just so thankful that we can come to you. I'm so thankful that we can just sing these simple words and surrender it all before you. Doubts, worries about our families, our kids, our minds. Going into this holiday season, we know we can come to you, and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for this time to worship you in your presence. We're going to sing this again. Just lay it all before you. And I surrender all. And I surrender all to Savior, I
Lord, we thank you, God, that we can come in your presence this morning. Lord, that we can be here. Lord, that we can speak the name above all names, the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we worship you. Lord, we thank you. God, we're so thankful. Lord, as this week, as we go into Thanksgiving, God, that this morning, Lord, let this be a day, Lord, that we hear your word, we be doers of your word. God, that we, Lord, will entrust in you with our whole lives, every aspect of it. And so, Lord, we thank you for this. God, we thank you, Lord, that as we go into this week, God, that we understand gratitude, Lord, that we understand thanksgiving, Lord, that we understand, Lord, the position, Lord, that you've called us to be in, Lord, to be Christians, and Lord, to stand upright in our faith, Lord, to trust in you in every need of our lives. So, Lord, we thank you for this. God, we honor you this morning, Lord, we worship you, we magnify your name in this house, and it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, love on your neighbor. Give them a high five, a hug, a shake. Reach across the aisle. Tell them you miss their face. Say we need to see each other more often. Come on, make it happen. Meet somebody new. Shake a hand. Give them a warm welcome. If they're sitting alone, pat the seat beside you and tell them to scoot over. Come on now. All right, all right, all right. Well, welcome out to church. We're so thankful that you're here this morning. I'm Josh, and along with my wife, Anna, we pastor Trailhead, and we're so blessed to have you here. You know, this is a week of Thanksgiving, and so there's so many things to be thankful for. Although you may have come in here a little gloomy-doomy, who knows? Maybe you got a little snotty nose going on. So you may think, oh, goodness. Well, hey, let's change the perspective. Let's change how we view where we are. We are in the house of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. So let's choose joy this morning. Let's choose to seek after him. I'm so thankful to have a church that we can do that, have a church where we can sharpen one another, meet new people, have friends, and there is no better place than here at Trailhead. So if you are visiting, hey, thanks for coming out. And we're so blessed to have you. Stick around, ask questions, don't be a stranger. Man, oh man, this is really a great place. So that's where we would encourage you. Ask some questions, find out more about the church. We have a great, we have so many great people. Gosh, so many great greeters and visitors, first-time visitor greeters. They're all out there, so I would encourage you, just talk to them. Go up and talk to them. If you're watching online, we're so blessed to have you tuned in this morning. Don't make that the only way you come and visit. Man, if you are trying to find out if Trailhead's that church, then you know what? Here's your sign. It's your church. Come on out, all right? If you are a far-off location, we're so blessed to have you tuned in as well. Man, this is a great place to be fed. I know that. I know I'm a little biased. I'm the guy who preaches it, but it's a great place, all right? That was a joke, all of you people. Wake up this morning. Goodness gracious. Everyone in the room, they were like, man, that guy, he is really sure of himself. We're being funny, okay? Let's laugh a little bit. All right, well, hey, it's offering time. So there's multiple ways you can give. You can follow all the promptings behind me. And if you're watching online, all of those things are beside me, I think. So, man, it's safe, secure, all that good stuff. If you're old school like myself, checks and cash, there are boxes at the doors. As you exit today, you can grab an offering envelope, which is attached to the box. You can fill that out and drop it in there, all right? So this week's Thanksgiving. And if you didn't know that, I just told you, all right? So be ready this Thursday. We are so pumped. My family, I'm the pie maker, so I have to make a bunch of pies. But you know, one thing about pies is that in my house, they're fleeting, meaning they don't stay around too long, all right? I have pie monsters that eat pie. And so, you know, that's really the gist of this world as well. And in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, it says, "Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. So this is a nice reminder of where we need to be with Christ, where we need to be with where our achievements really lie. Are our achievements based upon this world? Are they based upon our purpose in Him? And so my prayer this week, and that we all pray this, is that we fall in love with God, that we understand that passionate love that He has for us, and that we in turn begin to really just wake up. Wake up to what all that we have available to us. When I say all that we have available to us, I'm talking about His presence. Being with Him is more than enough. And so I pray that this week, that this is a good reminder as we go into the holidays to just give Him thanks and to worship Him and to be in His presence. So I'm going to pray as we receive the offering, and then we've got some video announcements, and then we'll get right into the message, the series continuing, Turn Down the Drama. So let's pray. Lord, we thank You, Lord, as this opportunity to give. Lord, we thank You, Lord, as we give this morning. Lord, that we know, as You have instructed us through Paul, Lord, that it should be sacrificial. It should be regular. Lord, it should be cheerful, not out of compulsion. So God, we thank You for this. God, we thank You, Lord, that it's a good reminder, Lord, that we know who our provider is, Lord, that it is You. Lord, You are the best gift giver, and we're so thankful for that. God, we're so thankful, Lord, that You... Lord, that You see everything before us. God, that You know exactly what we need. And so, God, I thank You for that. Lord, that You meet the needs of Your people. You tell us in Matthew chapter 6, Lord, for us to just think about You. Lord, to be in Your kingdom, to be kingdom-minded. And to do so, You'll just take care of everything else that we need. And so, God, I thank You for that. God, I thank You, Lord, that You are opening up the doors that need to be opened and closing the doors that need to be closed. God, we thank You, Lord, that today is the day, Lord, that we choose to rejoice. Lord, we're so thankful. Lord, we're so thankful for Your love for us. Lord, and we pray it. Lord, we thank it. Lord, we thank You so much. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie. Here are some of the things coming up around Trailhead Church. Remember to download our app to make sure you don't miss the rest of the events happening here at Trailhead. The holiday season is here, and we're so excited and ready to enjoy it together. We've got lots of special ways to celebrate this year across all of our ministries. Check out our holiday event guide to make sure you don't miss any of the fun. Just head to the events tab in the Trailhead app to see the full schedule of what's coming up the next couple of months. Speaking of the holidays, don't forget that next Sunday, November the 27th, is our Thanksgiving family service at 11 a.m. Trail Kids classrooms will not be open, but we'll have some fun ways for the kids to be involved in our services. You can find out more in the events tab in the Trailhead app. We're excited to continue our community support efforts this holiday season by partnering with the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program again this Christmas. This long-standing program provides Christmas gifts to the children of incarcerated parents who live right here in our area. If you'd like to participate, you can stop by our info desk after service to select a recipient profile, or just bring in unwrapped clothes or gifts for any child, anywhere from infant to 18 years old. You can find out more in the events tab on the Trailhead app. Every year we make lists of what we want for Christmas. When we were kids, we imagined all the joy we would get from each item, but as we get older, we start to realize how fleeting that happiness really is. So what's on your list this year? Have you ever stopped to make a list of what you actually really want? Join us this December as we take a step back to find out what should be on our list. It might be shorter than you think, but if we get it right, it could change Christmas forever. If you have any questions about anything happening here at Trailhead, our friendly Next Steps team would love to help. You can find them right in the middle of the lobby at our info desk, or you can always just connect with us online.
Welcome, Trailhead Church. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Pastor Anna, one of the pastors here, married to that handsome guy on the front row. I'm so thankful for him and my family. I woke up this morning just thanking God for how good he is, for his faithfulness. And I want to read a scripture to you guys. It's not in the message notes today. I encourage you to follow along on your Trailhead app with the message notes. These scriptures that are going to be ministered out today are scriptures you're going to want to plant deep in your heart. The majority of these are scriptures that I have been meditating on for some time. And when the Lord gave me this message a few weeks ago, you just get so excited with the word of God when God drops a word in your spirit that you've been walking through. And then last week, your pastor ministers a message that leads right into the word that the Lord gave you. That's just how the Holy Spirit works. He's awesome. But I want to encourage us this morning before we get into that, out of Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17, and we're going to pray. So I'm going to ask y'all to get uncomfortable and stand on your feet. We're going to stand and pray together before we get into this message. Why? Because we've been ministering on turn down the drama. And a lot of us have been dealing with stress and drama and walking through hard seasons. Anyone out there? Tough seasons. And today the message that the Lord gave me is a message of hope. It's a message that no matter what you're walking through, that there is a path. And it's a path from God that's going to see you through. Our little girl, she's 10 years old. Y'all, we've got four kids. She's our youngest. She said, what are you preaching on this morning? I said, I'm preaching on there is a path. And she goes, that's right. God's had a path for us since we were born. And I thought, well, maybe you should preach. And I said, well, yes, he does. That's it. So I'm going to read the scripture and then we're going to pray. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. And this scripture has blessed me so much. Yesterday, the Lord just dropped it in my heart again. It was a couple weeks ago in prayer. He put it in my heart and then he reminded me of it yesterday. It says, ah, Lord God. First of all, let me tell you something. Jeremiah went through a lot of drama, went through some hard stuff. And here he is. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. And my encouragement for you this morning as we walk through this word, that there is nothing too hard for God. In the middle of what looks hopeless, when you are stressed and worn out and you feel defeated or you don't want to take another step, there is nothing too hard for God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your word this morning. God, it is an honor to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is an honor to be here in your presence. I thank you that your presence is here to heal, to restore, to mend broken hearts, to revive. I thank you for a fresh oil, a fresh anointing upon each and every one of us today. And Lord, we speak a blessing over those that are traveling this week for your protection, the hand of God upon us. We speak a blessing over this upcoming week with our family and our friends. We lift up those that are alone this week, those that need a helping hand, those that need a friend. God, use us, send us. Lord, we're so thankful that as we walk through your path, God, you lead us in a straight line in the way of everlasting with your mercy and grace. And God, we glorify you. Lord, we receive every good gift that you have for us today. We receive your word, and Lord, we're going to be doers of your word. We commit this unto you right now. And God, use me that I will speak with all boldness every word that you've given me. God, it's your word, and it'll glorify you. God, I magnify you and I praise you. And in Jesus' name, we all said, amen. Amen. Y'all can have a seat. Or did you want to stand the whole message? No? Okay. All right. Have a seat. That's fine. Turn down the drama. What a wonderful message series. You know, when we start preaching about this stuff, it'll stir some things up in your heart. God likes to expose what needs to be exposed for us to be healed and restored. Sometimes we like to bury things deep and hold on to it for a while and stew in it. Right? Am I right? But then before you know it, if you don't deal with it, boom, or bam, or klabowie, whatever it might be, it'll hit, and it hits hard, and it hurts. So as we walk through this, don't get discouraged when God exposes what needs to be healed. Flip that switch this morning and thank him for it. Lord, thank you that you're doing a work in me. Thank you, God, for correcting me. Have you ever said thank you, God, for correcting me? Lord knows I have. He likes to correct me all the time. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to me. Thank you, God, for directing and leading me. That's what this looks like, of God's doing a work in us. So today we're going to be talking about that there is a path. There is a godly path, which is the path of the righteous, and a wicked path, which is a path of sinners. We need to recognize that there's a path to walk on, that God has given us a specific path so that no matter what we're going through or where we're at in life, we have direction and steps from him to be able to walk through really hard things or challenging things. We're going to start in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. I want you to picture these verses in your heart today of what this looks like. The Holy Spirit will give you a picture. He'll show you. He's going to illuminate. And what's so cool about the Holy Ghost is I've got five paths that we're going to address today. And then I was thinking about this message. I was like, man, Lord, there's so many other paths that as we walk of steps of thankfulness, of joy, of praise, of honor. Those aren't my paths today. But as we walk through this word, it might be that the Holy Spirit says, hey, I want you to write this down. This is where you're walking. Okay, so be open to that. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 6 in the NLT. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with the mockers. Isn't that a picture? That you're not following the advice of the wicked, nor standing with sinners, nor joining in. You ever been around a mocker that likes to make fun of everything, everybody, what's going on? Let's get real. That's what this looks like. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. What is that? That's the word of God. They are like trees, get a visual image of this, planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit in each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. We're already seeing a separation here of what the path of the righteous looks like. There's different seasons that we all go through. Some are more challenging than others. Some you just say, Lord, I'm ready for a new season. God, I need to get out of this season. There was one year with our kids, we had gone to the emergency room four times that year. We have three boys. It was a lot. This was seriously my prayer. Lord, I need to not go to the emergency room this year. In Jesus' name, amen. We need a new season. You know, it's okay to go. Just be real honest with God about the season you're in your life. Sometimes we think we can't talk to God about anything. He wants you to talk about everything. He says that their leaves will never wither. Even in a winter season, your leaves will not wither. In a season where you feel separated or you felt adrift, he is there. He said, but not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. The Lord is watching over your path today. That whatever that might have looked like or where you're going, God is watching over. You know that's good news this morning? To know the creator of heaven and earth is watching over you? That he cares about you today? And that the Lord has a next step for you. Say, God has a step for me. And it's a step of faith. This is active participation this morning. God has a step for you. He has a next best step. If you ever ask the Lord, Lord, what's my next best step? I have. You know, he's not hiding that from you. He has a next best step for you, and it's going to always be a step of faith. And as we look through this with our lives, with turning down the drama, sometimes that next best step is a step of forgiveness. Why I say it's a step of faith? Because your flesh doesn't want to do it. Your flesh is constantly combating against the Spirit of God. That's why we got to get our flesh under that your spirit man is stronger than your flesh. Because that next best step might be cutting out a relationship, a friendship, a relationship that is poisonous. That you've been battling an addiction, and your next best step is reaching out and getting help. That you've been going through and you've got bitterness or anger and you need to just get godly counsel or have someone pray with you. That you know you needed to come up and just leave things at the altar. Next best steps. It's going to be a step of faith, but it's not faith in who you are, it's faith in who God is. Amen. So how do I stay on the godly path? Let's answer that question. By delighting in God's word. God, what would you have me to do? That's a question I want each of us to ask ourselves today. God, what would you have me to do? Do you have a scripture you're standing on with what you're dealing with today? This is the weapon he gave us. The sword, he gave you one weapon, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that he's called us to use. God, what would you have me to do? Why? Because in every season, he wants us to flourish. He wants you to flourish. I've gone through dry seasons where, naturally speaking, it did not look like we were flourishing. Where we've had to return groceries when we first started the church, and we didn't have any money. I don't know what else to say about it. I've had to go back and return groceries and do all sorts of things that, naturally, it did not look like we were flourishing. But you know that God took care of us, and he always brought in what we needed right on time. We never went under. Our credit score stayed high. We took care of everything that was needed to take care of, and we didn't stay there. He continued to bless us. I remember we didn't have insurance for the longest time, and we had North Carolina Health Choice when we first moved here. That's where we were at and what we needed to do. We're so thankful for it. I got hooked up with a wonderful woman that was who we worked with there at the health department. She found out we were pastors, and she was just so kind and loving. And whenever the church was able to afford insurance for us, you know, that was a step of faith, because we were going to have to start paying for more and doing more. There's always a step of faith, even when you're walking in a path of righteousness, that's going to push or stretch you. I remember going to Josh, and I thought, woo, we can have insurance. Like, I was so thankful. Then I was like, oh, we got to pay for everything. There's always a step. But praise God that he said that we will flourish in every season. Why? Because when you delight in God's word, praise the Lord, he will show you the steps to take. He shows you the path of life. That path of abundance. In Psalm 16:11 in the Amplified, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. God, you show me the path of life. Today I choose life. I choose your life. And that I'm going to be in your presence and hear what you have to say. Psalm 119, 105, these are scriptures we know. It says, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. So we're on that path. Now he says, you're going to need my word. And this is the lamp that's going to guide you. That I've got a path. I'm protecting you. I'm watching over you. I'm showing you, but you're going to need to come to me. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Guess that's from the word. Wherever you are at on your path today, he wants to give you that next step of rest, of restoration, of healing, of hope. And this is how you're able to run your course. By positioning your heart to receive from the Lord. This scripture has hit me. This past month, I love it so much. Psalm 119:32, in the Amplified, it says, I will run the way of your commandments with purpose, for you will give me a heart that is willing. It's going to take a minute for that to soak in. It's got a lot of weight in this verse. It's making a decision. God, I'm going to run the way of your commandments, of what you have for me. Lord, I'm going to make a decision today that I'm going to follow your word with purpose, meaning there's a direction that you're going with God. He says, for he's going to give you a heart that is willing. That means you don't have a hard, unwilling heart. Maybe you need to pray this morning, God, enlarge in my heart. Open my heart to receive what you have for me. Maybe you've had some calloused places on your heart, some rough spots due to past hurts, past failures. You know, that's a prayer you can pray. Lord, enlarge my heart today. Open my heart up to receive. Anyone want to have a hard heart in here? No? Oh, good. Okay. No hands were raised, I don't think. No. But we'll get trapped in that, won't we? Why? Because life's hard sometimes, isn't it? And doesn't the enemy just want you to stay hard and mad at people? To live in that place where you just aren't happy with what's going on, or your lot in life, the hand you've been dealt? We see that purpose steps forward. That means today you're making a choice to take forward steps in Christ Jesus and choose to follow God's plan for your life. Today, God, I am making a choice to step forward. I am making a choice to what? Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 in the Amplified. To trust and rely confidently on you, Lord, with all of my heart, so that I will not rely on my own insight or understanding. And God, in all of my ways, I want to know and acknowledge and recognize you, so that you'll make my path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block my way. Woo, that's good, isn't it? He is the one. Our part is that we trust and rely on him. Our part is that we get into the word of God and we know, we acknowledge, we recognize him. And then what does he do? He makes your path straight and gets the obstacles out of the way. I love in the Amplified how it says straight and smooth. Joshua, he took me out to it was called the La Playa. We were on one of our hiking, camping trips. And anyone that gets carsick in here, anyone, I do. It's challenging. I don't know what else to say about it. So he said, I want to show you this really cool place, the La Playa. And it's got these traveling stones, these traveling rocks. But it's going to be an hour on the bumpiest road of my life. I looked at him and I go, let me out. I'm going to run. I'm just going to run the whole way there. He was like, it's 20 miles. I don't care. I'm running it. I can't sit here. I can't do it, Josh. I'm not going to make it. It's worth it, Anna. It wasn't worth it to me at the time. You know, I like that God gives us a different picture, because sometimes we're walking through and life, it's so bumpy that by the time you get there, you're just plumb worn out and you just wish you were back home. God says he wants to make it smooth. That in the middle of the hardest things of our life, that he's going to come in and throw those rocks out of the way and help you along your path of what he's called you to do. You know, I'm just so thankful for it. So the word says God will make our path straight and smooth, knowing that Jesus is the only way. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. We go to the heart of the Father through the name of Jesus. That's the authority that we've been given, that Jesus is the only way. So the path that you're on, it begins and ends with Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. So he's going to be the way you begin, the way you start. Your journey begins at the trailhead with Jesus Christ. Did you know that's why we were named this? And before all that, you're just wandering, drifting. Jesus. If you're not saved this morning, if you're watching online and you're not saved, you need Jesus. You need to commit your heart to the Lord. If you don't know, you need to know that you know, that you're living for the Lord, that you've made Jesus Lord over your life. When you do that, he takes out that old stony heart and puts in a heart of flesh to receive, so that you begin walking on the path that God has for you. And that begins our paths. And our five paths today, the first one is a path of peace. When we receive Jesus and we make him Lord over all, you get put on a path of peace. And that comes from knowing the maker of peace and then choosing to be a maker of peace. Knowing and choosing. Psalm 119, 165. Oh, this is one of the scriptures I personally meditate on every week, okay? Great peace. This is a lifelong scripture. I've made it a lifelong. This is one of my lifelong. Anna, you're holding on to this. This is you. Great peace have they who love your law. Nothing shall offend them or make them stumble. I've planted that deep in my heart. Why? Because sometimes on my path, offense tries to creep in. People just be mean. I don't know what else to say about it. There's hard things we go through. And I've had to make a choice that I'm going to be a maker of peace. God said, I will have great peace when I love his word. And that nothing shall offend me or make me stumble. I don't want to stumble on my path. Do you? I don't want to be a stumbler. So I've got to make a choice that God's great peace, that I'm receiving his word, and I've got the Prince of Peace living on the inside of me. Then our second path is a path of wisdom. Why? We all need wisdom. And God's wisdom leads to peace. Y'all, it's all connected. We all need wisdom. James 3, 17 through 18 in the Amplified. This is a picture of heavenly wisdom versus demonic wisdom. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, undefiled. Then it is peace-loving, courteous, considerate, and gentle. It is willing to yield to reason, full of compassion and good fruits. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubts, wavering, and insincerity. But the harvest of righteousness, of conformity to God's will and thought and deed, is the fruit of the seed sown in peace by those who work for and make peace in themselves and in others. That peace, which means concord, agreement, and harmony between individuals with undisturbedness and a peaceful mind free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts. I would encourage you, when you get into James 3 and you write this down, this is a scripture that goes along for me, Psalm 119, that I speak out every week over myself. God, that I want, when I deal with people, I want this is what I want to look like. This is how I want to reflect. What I like about this is there's a harvest of righteousness when you sow words of peace. When you ask for wisdom, you're going to sow words of peace and reap a harvest. That's pretty beautiful to think about today. So we see, I've got two people here I want to talk about in the Word of God that we can really just receive from in their lives. And the first one is King Solomon. King Solomon was the son of David and Bathsheba. He wrote the Song of Solomon, Ecclesiastes, wrote much of Proverbs. And we see here him needing wisdom for what God had entrusted him with. Because sometimes we think, okay, I need wisdom. How do I get it? What does this look like? 1 Kings 3, 7 through 14 says, and this is Solomon praying to the Lord. Now, O Lord my God, you have made me king instead of my father David. But I'm like a little child who doesn't know his way around. You know, he's real honest here. Have you ever been placed in a position, it could be even at your workplace or with family, with children, you know, just really it's any part of life where you're like, I'm out of my element here, Lord. I need wisdom. Like, I need some help. God wants honest prayers, okay? He says, and here I am in the midst of your chosen people, a nation so great and numerous they cannot be counted, or numerous they cannot be counted. Give me an understanding heart, I like that, an enlarged heart, so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern this great people of yours? He knew that he needed the Lord's help. The Lord was pleased that Solomon asked for wisdom, so God replied, because you've asked for wisdom in governing my people with justice and have not asked for a long life or wealth or the death of your enemies, I will give you what you asked for. I will give you a wise and understanding heart, such as no one else has ever had, and I will also give you what you did not ask for, riches and fame. No other king in all the world will be compared to you for the rest of your life. And if you follow me and obey my decrees and my commands as your father David did, I will give you a long life. Verse 29 through 30. God gave Solomon very great wisdom and understanding and knowledge as vast as the sands of the seashore. In fact, his wisdom exceeded that of all the wise men of the east and all the wise men of Egypt. Verse 34, and kings from every nation sent their ambassadors to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. If God did it for Solomon, he'll do it for you. And he will help you to grow and give you understanding and discernment. King Solomon asked for wisdom. It's just that simple. James 1:5, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. God wants you to come to him and ask for his help. That's a part of turning down the drama. The Holy Spirit is smarter than me. He's smarter than you. He knows what you need to say and what you need to do. In the same breath, we see King Solomon's life that Solomon did not finish well. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Yeah, just let that sink in. And he chose to allow them to turn his heart from God to false gods. You know, all that wisdom, and the enemy will still try to creep in any which way he can to get you off your path. It says in 1 Kings 11, 3 through 4, he had 700 wives of royal birth, 300 concubines, and in fact, they did turn his heart away from the Lord. In Solomon's old age, they turned his heart to worship other gods instead of being completely faithful to the Lord as God, as his father David had been. You know, in asking for wisdom and staying on your path, we've got to know that our Christian walk is a marathon, it's not a sprint. That we're in this for the long haul, perseverance. Often we get into this and we're doing well, we're doing great. And I love the scripture, Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. You were running the race so well. Who has held you back from following the truth? Or who has hindered you from following the truth? Solomon, you're running so well. You have all of this wisdom. God's using you. Who has hindered you from following the truth? That's a great question to ask yourself. If you have found yourself continually stumbling, going through, or you come in, you're doing great for a while, and then you're not, and then you are, and then you're not. Who's hindered you? Or what has hindered you? That leads me to a path of integrity. Path of integrity is my responsibility. I think it's valuable that we know that you are responsible for you. We often want to put this on others when things go sour. Oh, well, we blame shift so easily. No. You own up. Own up to who you are and what you're doing. It's a good thing. Psalm 26, 11 through 12. But as for me, this is personal, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful and gracious to me. My foot stands on an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. This is a personal commitment to the Lord that no matter what I'm going through, no matter who's against me, no matter the fight, whether there have been many assignments from the enemy over this past year trying to get you off your path, trying to get you in offense or bitterness or stirred up or to quit coming to church, to quit volunteering, to quit serving, to quit speaking life over your children or your family. And this is making a decision. But as for me, I'm going to bless the Lord in the congregation. I'm going to come in, God. I'm going to stand in an even and well-balanced place. Have a well-balanced mind. Man, I've been there where my mind's all over the place. It is not enjoyable. This scripture has blessed me so much. Why? Because it combats against that. That means that I not only hear, but I listen to God's voice. I have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. Praise God. So we see King Solomon, and then we also see Daniel. You all know the story of Daniel, thrown in the lion's den. Daniel chapter 6. I want you to turn your Bibles there. Because here's Daniel doing what God had called him to do, just living for the Lord. And there's all sorts of drama going on around him that he didn't even know about. But what I love about Daniel is that he still chooses to be in a path of integrity no matter what. Daniel chapter 6, verses 10 through 11, we don't have time to read the entire story. It says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, what was the writing? Well, they established and decreed that you had to worship King Darius, right? Not the one true God. What I love about Daniel, when he knew about it, he went home in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem, and he knelt down on his knees three times that day, and he prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since the early days. That is integrity. That's saying, I'm going to continue to do what God has asked me to do in the face of adversity. Not of his own making. We go through challenging seasons that had nothing to do with us. Hard things. Why? Because there's a real devil out there. And he comes out to try to steal, kill, and destroy any which way he can. Verse 11, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. They found him praying. You know, if I'm going to go through anything, I'd rather someone come in and find me praying. Rather than shouting, right? Rather than being rebellious, rather than cussing somebody out or flipping someone off. If you're going to find me in the middle of adversity, you better find me praying. That's a decision to make today. And that leads me to our next path, which is a path of prayer. We see both King Solomon, both Daniel made a decision to pray. Daniel, though, living in this path of integrity, I want to read verses 20 through 22 because it's just so good. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. Why? Because King Darius, he knew Daniel couldn't hide from the integrity of God on the inside of him. His life was just a testimony of Jesus. He said, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel said to the king, oh, king, live forever. Look, integrity. That's integrity. We don't curse the person. We bless them in the name of Jesus. And we curse the attack of the enemy. My God sent his angel and they shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me because I was found innocent before him. And I, and also, O king, have done no wrong before you. You know, God's your defender. That if you're going through something of accusations or hardship, the Lord will defend you. Stay on a path of integrity. Continue to speak the name of Jesus. Continue to speak a blessing. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. Why? Because God loves the very people that are accusing you. And we want to see them come to know him. Amen? Amen. And then verse 28, because this is just how good God is. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus, the Persian. Daniel continued to prosper throughout his life, living this path of integrity, living in a path of prayer, of going to God no matter what he was facing. Praise God. And that takes me to our fifth path, which is a path of faithfulness. God has called us to finish strong in the faith. I want to say this scripture that goes with prayer, because this is a prayer that I want us to pray today. Psalm 139, 23 through 24, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. I believe that when Daniel was praying, that point of prayer, when he heard what they had done, that point of prayer already prepared the lion's mouth to be shut. As we pray, the Lord sends forth ministering angels to do his work. As we pray, the Lord said he goes before you and he comes behind you. Psalm 139, that is a beautiful prayer of God. Just search me. Know me. If you have had something over these past few months where you've been anxious, you've been worried, you've been overwhelmed, that the things that have come up against you have seemed greater than the greater one living on the inside of you, then you take that to the Lord and you get real honest with God about it.
You say, Lord, lead me to the path of everlasting life. Lord, show me your blessings. Why? Because I want to remain faithful. A path of faithfulness that God has called us to finish strong in faith. This is an eternal perspective of salvation. This is saying, I'm not going to quit. No matter what, Lord, I'm going to continue faithfully with you. Even in moments where life has been so challenging, where I've wanted to quit, because we all want to quit multiple times. We all go through things where we want to quit. Am I the only one? No? Okay. But when you remain faithful, God honors that faithfulness. He honors it. 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8 says, I have fought the good fight. Wait, it's a fight? Yes, but it's a good fight. Because Jesus already defeated the enemy. I have finished the race and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. That we are all God's favorite. And on this path of righteousness that God has put you on, praise God that he is directing and ordering our steps. That he is showing you the way to go, areas to correct. Amen. Asking the Lord, all right, God. I have not asked for wisdom. If you've not asked for wisdom, ask for wisdom today. Recognize that you're on a path of peace. You got to be a maker of peace. I can't tell you how many times I've got to remind my children that we are makers of peace. And it's a good thing. That it's integrity. I'm going to live for Jesus no matter what. And ain't no devil in hell going to get me off of that. Right? I refuse to be offended or stumbled today. That I'm going to pray and I'm going to talk to the Lord. I'm going to get real honest with God. And he's helping me to remain faithful. Amen. We're going to sing that last song again. What I would like for us to do this morning is to commit ourselves to the Lord. To pray that prayer in Psalm 139. Lord, search me. Try me. I'm going to ask Pastor Josh to come up front. If you don't know Jesus and you want to make him Lord over your life, Pastor Josh is going to pray with you this morning. I want you to take a step. It's a step of faith. Okay, but this is a safe house. This is the house of the Lord. People that love you to rejoice with you. Our prayer team workers, if you could come up front as well. If you need prayer for anything at all this morning, we've got prayer team workers up here that would like to pray and agree with you as well. But during this time, if you've recognized, Lord, I need to commit some things to you. Lord, God, this has been hard. It's a good time to get real thankful before God. To thank him for setting you on a straight and smooth path. Amen. The altar is open. Feel free, kneel at your chair. Stand and worship the Lord. You don't have to just sit there. This is your time between you and the Father. To get real honest with God. And to ask him for help. Amen. Amen.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. Oh, I will ever love trust him in his presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender.
Guys, as we dismiss this morning, feel free to stay up here if you want. If you want to come to the altar, our altar care workers are freely available. Don't feel like you have to leave if there's something that you need to deal with or you need prayer for. Also, I want to let you guys know today is the last day to turn in your Thanksgiving basket. If you've not done so and you wanted to do so, you can leave right now. Go to Walmart, get your basket, bring it back here before the end of second service. We are going to be packing and sending them all out on Tuesday, our outreach team. If you want to come and participate, we're going to be delivering them between 3 and 5:30 here at the church. So if you want to come, freely come and participate. It's going to be an awesome time together. Also, we wanted to make it available if there's anybody within the church who is needing a basket. We have a few extra baskets that we would love to bless you with for your Thanksgiving holiday with your family. If you're in need, please find me right after church, okay? We want to bless you with it. But as I said, we're going to bring them all in, and we're going to deliver them on Tuesday, so get it here by the end of today. Also, we are going to be doing a planting party here at the church. If you're like, I don't have a green thumb, it's totally okay. It's not a big deal. But that's going to be coming up here in 2 weeks. So stay tuned for some more announcements about it. You don't necessarily have to sign up. It's going to be on a Saturday. You can come here. And we're going to be just beautifying our lovely landscape here around the church. So as I said, have a blessed Sunday. If you want to get your basket, bring it back by the end of service. But we will see you guys next week. Have a good one.